From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State extremists. Abadi said Saturday the existing alliance will handle the ongoing battle without Turkey's help. Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who has sought to ease rising tensions between Turkey's Sunni leadership and Abadi's Shiite government. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday gave voice to the frayed bilateral ties, demanding a role in the Mosul battle and warning that Turkish troops already positioned in northern Iraq would not take orders from the Shiite government in Baghdad. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election. Trump also commented on the dozen or more women who have come forward to accuse him of sexual assault.
The events never happened. Never. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Trump gave his policy speech in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, near a Civil War battlefield site and where President Abraham Lincoln gave one of the most important speeches in U.S. history 153 years ago, setting out a new course for the United States after years of civil war. This is VOA News. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday shows there is sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March 16, 2015 strike on Comenius and Idlib governorate. The report blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. An Afghan Taliban delegation has traveled to Pakistan from Qatar for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrests of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. A senior Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA the three-member delegation has been dispatched to Islamabad from its political headquarters in Doha, the capital of the Gulf state, to convey concerns and seek information on what prompted the arrests of Taliban members. The main spokesman for the Islamist insurgency, Zabihullah Mujahid, while confirming to VOA the arrival of the Taliban delegation in Pakistan, said the group routinely interacts with countries with which Afghanistan enjoys diplomatic ties. Fighting in Yemen, with government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran, raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border, despite a 72 ceasefire set to end late Saturday. Witnesses reported Saudi-led coalition airstrikes on Houthi missile launchers east of the capital, Sana'a. All parties had agreed to honor the United Nations-backed truce set to end at midnight as a means to allow critically needed supplies to reach civilians cut off from outside help. Officials said Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. Sources close to the pirates told a VOA reporter in the region that hostages were released after their captors were paid a $2 million ransom, a claim repeated by one pirate in an interview with a local media outlet. The crew consisted of members from Cambodia, China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.